我们今天继续在十六章启示录里边来看这一个世代是怎样的结束。
Tonight we'll continue to look into Revelation chapter 16 to see how this world will come to an end.
弟兄姊妹晓得按照神自己那荣耀的计划。
Brothers and sisters, you understand that according to the glorious plan of God.
地上的历史是一个世代一个世代的过去。
That in this world, the generations pass one by one.
那到了我们这一个世代
and in this period of ours,
我们几乎可以说
we can almost say,
地上的一切与神的抵挡是上到高点
that all that is on earth that opposes God is at the peak.
但是这样的世代不能存到永久
but this type of period cannot last forever.
所以神要来结束这个世代
so God has to put an end to this generation.
然后带进国度的日子
and then to bring us into the days of the new of the kingdom.
那是以后一个新的世代的开始
and that is the beginning of a new generation.
当然我们也知道
and of course we also know
国度也还不是神永远的旨意成就的日子
the kingdom also is not the accomplishment of the eternal will of God.
但是国度却是一个很大的转捩点
but the kingdom is a great turning point.
让神呢永远的计划进到完全成就
so that the eternal plan of God can enter into the final stage of coming to an end.
所以在国度开始以前这个世代结束那个事情是怎样发生
and so before the kingdom comes and how does the end of this world come about?
这就和幕后那七个碗的第六第七这两个碗就发生直接的关系。
And so this has direct relationship to the last seven vials, especially last two, the sixth and the seventh vial.
那弟兄姊妹，第六和第七这两个碗。
Now brothers and sisters, the last two, the sixth and seventh vial.
那就是第七号的末了。
And that is also the end of the seventh trumpet.
弟兄姊妹，记得当号筒末次吹响的时候。
Brothers and sisters, bear in mind again that when the last trumpet starts sound.
天使的宣告在前边的一点。在第七号吹响的时候
Just as the angel has proclaimed that when the seventh trumpet shall sound
地上的国就要成了我主基督的国
The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of my Lord and of his Christ
那现在到了第七号的末了
Now at the end of the seventh trumpet
那第六碗要到了
Now the sixth vial shall come
第七碗也接说要到了
And the seventh vial will follow immediately
那我们就看看这两个碗是怎样来结束这一个现今的世代。
And so let us take a look and see how these two vials will put an end to this current world.
让我主基督的国显明在地上。
And so that the kingdoms of the Lord and of His Christ shall be manifested on earth.
我们上次看到。
And last time we have seen.
七个碗。倒下来的时候
that when the seven vials are poured out
从第一碗到第五碗
from the first vial to the fifth vial
神是一按着次序来对付那个敌基督的国
that it is in order in sequence that God deals with the kingdom of the Antichrist
从跟随敌基督的人一直到敌基督的宝座
that from the followers of the Antichrist unto the seat of the Antichrist
那四个碗经过了以后
and so after those four vials are passed
显明出来的一个光景
one condition that is manifested
不是因为人在神的震怒的底下悔改
it is not that man will repent under the wrath of God
相反的在神的震怒的底下人与神的对抗越激烈
but on the contrary the opposition of man toward God is more fierce
圣经一再的在这里提到他们并不悔改他们所行的
and the scriptures repeatedly tells us that they repent not of their deeds
那所以到了第六晚倒下来
and so when the sixth vial is poured out
我们上次也轻轻提了一下第六晚就引出结束这个世代的那个最后的战争
and we have mentioned lightly last time that after the sixth vial has poured out that this event of the last battle on earth would lead to the end of this world
这一个战争 如果我们只是从表面上来看是邦与邦国与国的战争的话，那我们就错了。
Now we just look on the surface of this battle that is merely nation against nation and tribe against tribe, then we are wrong.
因为我们看人类的历史。
Because when we look out throughout man's history,
没有一个时间这个战争是停止的。
Not once has the warfare ceased.
所以我们一碰到战争这个问题的时候，我们就说国跟国说不去。
So, when we come into the matter of warfare, we only term it as that it is a nation against a nation.
而民族跟民族过不去。
It is a tribe against a tribe.
人跟人过不去。
It is man against man.
那所以我们一碰到战争的时候，我们的印象就是这样。
And so when we encounter warfare, that is our concept.
那都是人跟人的问题。
It is an issue of man versus man.
都是人欺负人的问题。
It is man picking upon man.
然后就翻过来说是都是人的人的求生存的问题。
Or it is just a struggle to survive.
但是我们看到第六碗的时候。
But when we see the sixth vial.
这个时候是发生一个很全地有历史以来最大的最激烈的一次的战争。
This is throughout man's history the greatest and most fierce battle there is.
但是这一次的战争不是基于人与人。
But in this battle, it is not based upon man against man.
因为在这个战争的背后，
because behind this warfare,
完全是一个灵的对抗。
It is completely the opposition in spirit.
是撒旦的灵去对抗。
It is the spirit of Satan against God.
那现在我们来看看那个事情是怎么来显出来。
And so let's take a look and see how that is manifested.
十二节
Verse 12.
第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉大河上。
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates.
河水就干了。
And the water thereof was dried up.
因为那从日出之地所来的众王预备道路。
That the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
我们上一次轻轻提了一下。
And last time we lightly made mention.
这个东方，这个东方。
Now this east, from the east.
在圣经里面，提到末了的时候，是一个蛮重要的一个地带。
In the scriptures, when it mentions about at the end of the world, it is a very important region.
如果我们用今天的历史和是过去的历史来看这个地区。
If we look at today's history, or we look at the past history, look at this region.
我们看到有两个势力在这个地区长久以来是盘踞在。
That we see two powers that have been founded, has been situated there.
一个是无神的势力。
And one is an atheist and power.
一个是回教的势力。
And the other power is the Muslims.
那无神的势力在政治上目前来看好像是有点倾倒。
And so the power of atheism in the East, seemingly today's political standpoint, it is that it is fallen and weak.
但是无神的那个精神呢、啊、却是有增无减。
But that spirit of atheism actually only increases and does not decrease.
回教的势力更是如此。
Even more so for the power of the Muslims.
虽然在那个军事啊政治上啊，他们好像目前还是一个弱势。
Even though maybe in terms of political power or the military, they still seem very weak today.
但是你确实看见他们这个势力是。膨胀的很明显。
But in fact, you can see that their power indeed is growing and expanding.
那所以我们不知道这里所说的东方的那个诸王啊，究竟是指着什么？但是我们想，和这些也许会有点关系。
And though we may not know clearly whom these kings of the east are referring to, but maybe it is possible that it has to do with those.
但弟兄姊妹，我们要注意。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention.
如果我们注意着这样的一个现象，
when we see that phenomenon,
那就落到刚才所提的看见人与人之间的关系。
Then we can see the condition which I mentioned previously. We only see it is man against man.
是人与人当中的冲突。
It is only a conflict between men.
这就没有摸到。那这一件事实的那个真相。
Then, if that is the case, we have not touched upon the truth of this event.
所以我们继续要往前去努力。
So we have to continue onward to see.
神当时怎么说出那个时候的情形？
How does God describe to us that event?
十三节我们留意了。
Verse 13, let us see.
我又看见三个污秽的灵。
And I saw three unclean spirits.
好像青蛙。
like frogs.
从龙口、兽口并假先知的口中出来。
Come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
他们本是鬼魔的灵，施行奇事，出去到普天上众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战。
For they are the spirit of the devil.Working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the key point of the sixth vial. Now, the key of the sixth vial is not how great this battle is. Just as I may mention, many times when we mention about the battle of Armageddon,
我们就想到哦哟，最后的战争。
Then we think of this as the last battle.
大规模的战争。
It is a great battle.
对付以色列的战争。
It is a battle against Israel.
这些的体会都对。
Now those understandings are correct.
但这不是主体。
But that is not the main thing.
这是只是对外面的现象。
That is only the external phenomenon.
那么。这个赫米吉多顿的战争
Now this battle at Armageddon
那个主体是什么
What is that thing
那个主体啊从外面来看是列国对付以色列
That theme externally is all nations dealing against Israel
在实际的来说呢
But in fact
乃是全地那个抵挡神的势力正面的与神发生冲突
It is the whole world all the power of this world opposing Godand actively deals against God.
他们对付以色列的结果乃是要把神从地上撵走。
The result of the dealing against Israel is to take away, to wipe out God from this world.
我们想象当时的那个情形。
Now let us just imagine the situation.
那个时候
at that time,
是敌基督横行的时候。
It is when the Antichrist does what he wants.
也是撒旦气愤愤炸到地上来做最后的挣扎的时候
It is also when Satan is cast upon this earth to do his last struggle
他们在天上没有办法对付神
Because in heaven they have no way against the
Lord 他们来到地上他们最后的根据地
And so this is the last headquarter they have on earth
他们没有改变他们要对付神的那一种心思
They did not change their spirit and mind in dealing against God
但是在天上既然对付不了神
But since they failed to deal against God in heaven
那在地上他们怎么去对付神
So then how do they deal against God on earth
所以他们只有把哥尼古的冤气都发在那些不跟随他们的人的身上
So they can only express their grievance against those who does not follow them
那个时候在地上不跟随敌基督的人没有很多
Now there are not manyThat does not follow the Antichrist in those days on earth.
我们几乎是可以说
We can almost say
就是圣上那些让神盖上印的那一批以色列的十二个支派的人
That only are the 12 tribes of Israel that have been sealed with the seal of God that does not follow the Antichrist.
也就是上面所说到的那个妇人的其余的儿女
And that is also what's mentioned previously. That is the seed of the remnant of the woman.
只有他们这些人
Only these people
就是不肯跟随敌基督
that they would not follow the Antichrist
仍然在那里高举神
that they still exalt God
虽然那个时候
though at that time
他们对基督还没有完全的认识
though they did not have a complete understanding of Christ
也不知道基督已经在他们以前来过
and they did not know that Christ has already come ahead of them
但是他们守着旧约律法上面的那些
But they keep the words in the Old Testament.
So, 他们不跟随敌基督
so they did not follow the Antichrist.
So, 那个时候
so in those times,
那些人要对付神，就把对付神的那个目标和那个要求都指向这一批人了。
So then those people wanting to deal with God shift their goal and what they want to do against this group of people.
那所以我们看到这一次叫做赫米吉多顿的这个大战啊。
And so we can see this great battle of Armageddon.
乃是鬼魔的灵来对付神的子民。
It is the spirit of devils to deal against the people of God.
是鬼魔的灵出头
It is the spirits of devils coming forth.
引动地上的众王
to incite the kings of this world
来对付 神的子民
to deal against the people of God.
是不止里边，乃是要对付神。
And so, in essence, it is to deal against God.
或者是这样说。
Or in other words.God, no matter how fiercely you deal with us, we will not obey you.
No, 这个是当时这个现象。
Now, that is the phenomenon at that time.
但是这个现象,
but in this condition,
正好是神在第六碗里面所要做的。
It is what God wants to do in the sixth vial.
那究竟神在第六碗里面做, 要做的是什么呢?
So, in fact, what is it that God wants to do in the sixth vial?
那我们看这里的情形带回我们回到旧约的先知的预言上面来看来看看模型一下那个时候的事情是怎样发生
Now we'll look at this later we'll go back into the words of the Old Testament of the prophets to see how that will take place
第六王的那个实际的那个情形
Now the actual situation of the sixth vial
乃是神把地上所有抵挡神的势力连从鼓动人抵挡神的那些权势都集中在一起来等候消灭
Now God is Satan is gathering together all the power that is against God and gather them, unite them together to deal against God
我们用人的话来讲啊
And so in man's words
那就是神要把一切抵挡神的全世和人物都集中在一起来等候灭亡。
It is God who is gathering all the power and people who is against him, gather them united together in one place for them to await destruction.
用人的话来讲就是聚而千之。
It is in man's terms that you will gather them together and then destroy them.
第六碗我们看到就是这样的一件事情
And so that is the situation we see in the sixth vial
所以 在十四节的里边
And so in verse 14
我们一面是看见那些人他们要在神全能者的大日聚集征战
So they gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty
但是如果我们从另外一个地方来看见一件事呢
But if we look at another place of the same matter
我们看到在末了的日子
We can see in the last days
有两个宴席在天上和地上出现
There are two feasts that will appear in heaven and on earth
一个宴席是在天上
One feast is in heaven
另外一个宴席是在地上
And the other one on earth
在天上那个宴席就称为羔羊的婚娶
Now the feast in heaven is called the wedding feast of the Lamb
在地上的那个宴席就称为神的大宴席
And the feast that is on earth is the great feast of God
这两个宴席都记录在十九章
And these two feasts is recorded in chapter
19.
And so, in chapter 19, you see these two feasts.
现在我又要和弟兄姊妹们要提起一件事。
And so, now I want to mention one thing with brothers and sisters.
从十六章开始,
starting from chapter 16,
一直到二十章的第六节
until the sixth verse of chapter 20
这又是一个段落
that is another passage
这里有几章来记载这里好像不同的 好多件事情
and so there are a few chapters here that will record for us a few different events
但是弟兄姊妹当你细细去留意的时候
but brothers and sisters if you pay attention
这里面所提到的那么许多件好像是独立的事情
when it mentions of all these seemingly individual events
都是发生在同一个时段的里头的
But they all happen at the same time
这也是常常启示录叫我们觉得很难去领会的那个原因之一
And that is also one of the very reasons that is difficult for us to understand Revelation
因为太多不同的事件发生在同一个时间里
Because there are just so many events taking place at the same time
现在我先提给弟兄姊妹留意了。
And so now I first mentioned to brothers and sisters.
从十六章到十九章的当中。
Starting from chapter 16.
到二十章的当中。
Starting from chapter 16 to the middle of chapter 20. The events in these chapters.
几乎是同一个时段里。
You can almost say they're all happening simultaneously.
所以我们千万不要给，因为是不同的那些事件。而引出我们心思里头的一些混乱。
And so do not be confused just because they're recording different events that it will cause us to be confused.
于是我们读下去的时候，我们好像找不到头了。
So that if we read it in that way, it seems like we do not know how to read about it.
如果弟兄姊妹看到这几乎是在同一个时段里边所发生的不同的事项。
But brothers and sisters, you can take hold that it is all events taking place at the same time.
我们就不会有那样的迷乱了。
Then we will not be confused in that way.
No, 现在我们看到。
Now we see.
这个称为哈米吉多顿的大战。
This battle of Armageddon.
乃是抵挡神的力量与神发生末了一次在地上的大对抗。
It is the power against God that will have the final conflict against God on earth.
我说是末了一次的大对抗，是说在这一个世代里。
Now when I say it is the last struggle they have with God, it is in this generation.
如果从整个宇宙来说呢，最后的一次的大对抗，这次还不算。
Because if we're talking about in the whole universe, this time does not equal the last struggle against God.
我们就可以说，这是从如果从永远的角度来看，倒数过来，这个是第末后的第二次与神的大对抗。
Now, if we count backwards in terms of eternity, this is the second to the last great conflict against God.
那现在我们看到了全地的。都在那里与神作对。
And so here now we can see the whole earth is against God.
那在这样的光景的底下。
And in this condition,
就产生了一个大战。
There is a great battle.
那就是在哈米吉多顿这个地方成了一个主战场。
And it is on the battlefield of this place called Armageddon.
那我们从旧约先知上的预言上面来留意。
Let's pay attention from the Old Testament, from the prophets.
到了末后的日子。
In the last days.
全地都团起来去对付神。
That the whole world unites together to deal against God.
我们从人的角度来看的话，也许是因为石油的问题引起，上次我们轻轻提了一下。
And so from man's point of view, it may be led by on the point of petroleum, we have already made mention of that last time.
但是这只是就着我们今天所能了解的一些属地的情形来推断，但是可能完全与那个没有关系。
But that is only a theory that we can gather together based on the circumstances and events of today. Maybe possibly at that time it has nothing to do with that.
因为主没有给我们看见很明显的那个事件的经过，我们也不必去做太多的推测。
Because the Lord did not show us clearly, then we do not need to spend too much time and energy to have
theories that way. 我们只是想这样的一个对抗。是直接对抗神就够了。
But all we have to do is take hold that this is an opposition that is against God.
那现在我们用点时间，从旧约的先知的预言上来看当时的情形是怎样的发生。
And so now let us spend some time from the Old Testament, from the prophetic books, to see how this will take place.
那在旧约里边提到这一场称为哈米吉多顿的这个地方所发生的事情，有两个先知是记载的比较详细一点。
Now there are two prophets that record for us a little bit in more in detail upon the battle that was to take place in this Armageddon.
一个是在以西结书。
One is in Ezekiel.
特别在38跟39这两章。
Especially in these two chapters, 38 and 39.
另外一处是在撒加利亚书。的12到14这三章。
And the other is in Zechariah 12 to 14.
我们都要来稍微看一看。
We'll take some time to look at into it.
看看那个时候的情形会是怎样的发展。
To see how the event will unfold in those days.
当然很准确的情形我们没有办法能知道的。
Of course, there's no way for us to know what will actually take place.
但是大概的情形那是 旧约的先知给我们有一点点的提示。
But the general situation, the Old Testament, the prophets will give us some hints.
我们先翻到以西结书第三十八章。
Now let us first turn to Ezekiel chapter 38.
那从三十八章那里。
Now from chapter 28.
以西结就说出一些个预言。
Now, Ezekiel gives us this prophecy.
这个预言就说到有一大堆的王。
Now, in this prophecy, there is a group of kings.
你留意第一节。
If you pay attention to verse 1.
耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要面上马格地的哥哥，就是罗斯米色土巴的王，发预言攻击他。
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tobal, and prophesy against them.
那攻击他什么呢?
To prophesy against them what?
留意第三节就说，主耶和华神如此说，罗斯米些土巴的王哥哥啊，我与你为敌。
And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tobal.
然后底下就说到他们将他们的军兵聚集过来。
And then it tells us that they gather the army together.
那如果弟兄姊妹们，你翻到后面那一个先知预言的列国的那个地图上面去看。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you would turn to the map against of the nations of during the prophetic books,
那罗斯米切土巴就是在以色列的东北方。
And so then these places of Meshech and Tubal is to the northeast of Israel.
特别是指着在北靠北的那个那个。
Especially toward the north.
然后这一个称为哥哥的领袖。
And so now this prince of Gog,
他所有的军兵不是只有罗斯米切土巴。
Most of his army is not only from Meshech and Tubal.
因为这个用现在的那个地理的知识上面去看，这些都是在以色列的东北方，包括现在的俄罗斯、乌克兰、伊拉克、伊朗。不包括波斯那个伊拉克跟伊朗，也他伊拉克伊朗在底下再提到他们，那就是包括从用这样说是比较容易领会，包括前苏联和土耳其。
And so now their power is not only include what you can say is the former Soviet Union and Turkey, but it includes others as well that was mentioned later on.
然后在底下你就看到了。
And so later you can see.
与他们结盟的有什么呢?
That those that are in union with them.
有波斯人，正东方的。
And now, so that's to more to the north now.
就是现在的伊拉克跟伊朗了。
Also united with them is Persia, that's present day Iran and Iraq.
和佛人了。
And Ethiopia,
在北非这一方面呢,
and so Ethiopia is northern Africa.
然后又有哥灭人了,
and Libya,
还有北方极处的陀加马族啊,
and also there are many from Goma and all his bands.
这许许多多的民都围绕着这个米斯土罗斯米色土巴的王。来跟随。
And so this band, they unite together with the prince of Gog and Meshech and Tubal.
那如果从地理环境上面来看。
And so if we look at the geography of
this, 就看见在以色列的东南西北，全都是以色列的敌人。
Then, brothers and sisters, you realize that to all sides of Israel, they're surrounded by their enemy.
那这个是当时的那个情形。
Now that is the situation at that time.
以色列是现在 很广大的四面包围的里头。
It describes to us that they will be surrounded in a very wide region.
启示录在这里主要提的是东方来的众王。
Now what is mentioned in Revelation mainly is from the kings of the east.
但是在往底下看的时候呢，你就看到是普天下的众王。
But if you read on, you can see it is also the kings of the whole earth.
跟以西结书这个 这段经文来比较的时候，
Now when you compare here with the passage in Ezekiel，
我们看见起初发起这个对抗是东方的诸王，
Then we can see it is first the kings of the east that incite this battle，
然后那个影响到全地的邦国，
And then it influences all the nations in the world，
他们都聚到以色列地来，
And so they unite in the land of Israel。
那所以如果弟兄姊妹，我们有时间把这个以西结书38 39这两章里面的事情来看的话，
And so brothers and sisters, if we do have time to read these two chapters in Ezekiel 38 and 39,
我们就看到当时那个战争是的确是很厉害。
Then we'll take note that indeed the battle at that time is very fierce.
因为是全地的力量来对付一个以色列。
Because it is the whole power of this whole earth to deal against one little Israel.
而以色列在这种情形里头啊，是非常非常小的一部分。
And Israel at this time is only a very small region.
他们怎么可以与全地的联军来做对抗？
How is it possible that they can war against all the nations of this earth?
但弟兄姊妹，我们要不能忘记这个。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot forget this.
地上的联军的背后，
that the power behind the united army of this world is the dragon,
是敌基督，
the antichrist,
和假先知，
and the false prophet.
地上的这个王的聚合乃是因着他们这三个家伙的灵的鼓动而组成。
Now the kings that unite of this world unite together, it is because of the spirit of these three characters that incite them.
是他们就把整个的力量来都转移到以色列地来。
And so they turn all their forces to deal against Israel.
但是当时那些守住神的诫命的以色列人并不因为这样凶险的环境而退让。
But the group of Israelites at that time who hold forth the law of God does not retreat because of the fierce and dangerous situation they're in.
所以他们还是拼命的在那里抵抗。
So they still strive with their lives to
against them. 现在我们就回到启示录十六章这个地方。
And so now if we return to Revelation chapter 16,
那当时地上的联军聚集在以色列地耶斯列平原的这一带。
And so now this united army of the whole world is gathered in this plain of Israel.
那也就是哈米吉多顿这一个城为中心的那一个平原。
It is in this plain where the city of Armageddon is the center.
哈米吉多顿是以色列地里头的唯一的平原。
Now Armageddon is the only plain that is in the land of Israel.
历代以来都是兵家征战之地。
Now that is throughout the generation a place of warfare for the battles.
是古战场，也是有名的战场。
It is an ancient battlefield. It is also a very famous battlefield.
那么以色列人就在那里跟地上的联军打那个主力战哦。
And so it is in that plain that the great battle takes place.
当然我们可以想象得到。
Of course we can imagine.
以色列是没有办法能抗拒这样大的力量的。
There's no way for Israel to withhold from this great force.
那所以他们就从哈米吉多顿的战场上战败了。
And so they fail, they're defeated in this battle of Armageddon.
那他们从哈米吉多顿那边就撤退到耶路撒冷。
And so from this plain of Armageddon they retreat back into Jerusalem.
那进到了耶路撒冷他们也没有投降。
Now when they enter into Jerusalem they still are not surrendering.
所以耶路撒冷就受了一个重重的围困。
And so Jerusalem is heavily surrounded.
这一个重重的围困就记载在 撒加利亚书了。
And so in this scene, when Jerusalem is heavily surrounded, it's recorded in Zechariah. Now we turn to Zechariah chapter 12.
从第一章第一十二章的第一节开始。
Now if we begin with verse 1 in chapter 12.
耶和华论以色列的末世，铺张诸天，建立地基，造人里面之灵的耶和华说，我必使耶路撒冷被围困的时候，向四围列国的民成为令人昏醉的杯。
The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, said the Lord, whichstretched forth the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth and formed the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem.
这末世也论到犹大，那日我必使耶路撒冷向聚集攻击他的万民，当作一块重石头，凡举起的必受重伤。
And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it.
那底下我们也看到神当时怎样来拯救犹大，怎样使用耶路撒冷来叫列国的军兵在那里覆灭。
And so we see then later it describes to us how God will deliver Judah and for the entire force of the army, for the enemy to be destroyed.
但是这个只是结果。
But that's only the result.
却不是过程。
It is not the process.
结果是耶路撒冷成了列国的军兵的陷阱。
Now, the result is that Jerusalem has become a trap to all the armies of the enemy.
但是这个只是过程。
But that is
对不起，这个只是结果。
But that is only the result.
却不是那个过程。
It is not the process.
因为如果我们只看见这个结果的话，那就是说，以色列一开始他们就得胜有余。
Now, if we look at only the result, then we say that Israel overcomes, and they abound in victory.
但事实上不是这样。
But the fact is not that.
这个是结果。
This is only the end.
这个结果跟以色列本身没有关联。
The end, the result has nothing to do with Israel itself.
以色列只是在这里接受这个结果，但是这个结果不是他们自己做成的。
That Israel only accepts this result, but this result does not come about because of themselves.
这个结果乃是神自己来做成的。
The result is only completed by God himself.
那我们来看看那个过程。
Now let us look at the process.
当以色列人从耶斯列平原撤退回耶路撒冷的时候。
Now when the Israelites retreat from the plain of Armageddon into Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷就给围起来了。
Then Jerusalem will be heavily surrounded.
他们是拼死的在那里守。
And though they strive unto death to guard it.
但是那个结果我们一定能领会得来。
But we can just understand the result.
怎么可以抵挡得住吗？
How can they withhold such forces?
所以弟兄姊妹你留意十三章。
So brothers and sisters, you pay attention to chapter 13.
十三章从第八节说吧。
Chapter 13 from verse 8.
耶和华说，这全地的人三分之二必剪除而死，三分之一人必存留。这个全地不是说真的是全地，从上文里看到这个全地乃是说到整个当时给围困的耶路撒冷。
And it shall come to pass that in all the land, said the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. Now this two thirds of the world shall die is notliterally the whole earth, but only in the region where Jerusalem is surrounded.
那也就是说出耶路撒冷给围困给围攻的时候，他们虽然是拼命的支撑，但是他们那个光景是越来越危险。
And so even though the Israelites are trying to withhold the attack and, from their surrounding, but they're still in dire situation, they cannot hold on.
三分之二的军兵都给都战死了。
But that two-thirds shall be dead in battle.
只剩下三分之一的军兵仍然在那里抵抗。
But the third shall be left therein.
那么在这种情形的里头，
And so under those situations,
他们还有希望吗？
Do they still have hope?
他们还 可以撑下去吗？
Can they still withhold?
他们还能扭转那个局面吗？
Can they still turn around the situation?
按人来看来，他们绝对没有可能再有指望。
According to man, there's no more hope at all.
但弟兄姊妹们
My brothers and sisters,
就到了这样的一个时候
It is at that exact time
我们回过头来看十二章
Now we turn around and look at first chapter 12
那十二章里面就说到当耶路撒冷给围攻到最紧迫的时候
Now chapter 12 describes to us at the most dire situation of the attack in Jerusalem
那一个时候呢
At that time
神就让他们如同一块重石头那样子来叫列国的军兵受到击打
that they will be as a burdensome stone to attack the enemy
所以你留意到第十节那里就说到一件事情
so if you pay attention to verse 10 there it says
当他们在最危急的时候
It is at the most dire situation.
他们就只剩下一条路可以走。
That they only have one way of escape.
那就是仰望神。
That is to look to God.
仰望他们祖宗的神。
That is to look to the God of their forefathers.
还是不认识神的儿子。
Even at that time, they did not know the Son of God.
如果他们没有放弃他们祖宗的神。
But yet they did not forsake the God of their forefathers.
他们就在那里。仰望神
And so there they look to God
这一个时候
At that time
我们的主
Our Lord
就降临了
Descends
所以这里就记载到一件事情
And so here it records for us
他们必仰望我
They will look to me
就是他们所扎的
Whom they have pierced
那个时候他们看到了
At that time they see
当主因着把当神答应他们的祷告而让主显现
That when God answers their prayer to allow for the Lord to be manifested, then Jerusalem is saved. Those who remain are saved. And at that time they discover the secret. Whom we have rejected, the Son of God. The Jesus whom our forefathers crucified
原来真的是神的儿子
Indeed, he is the Son of God
现在他借着降临的荣光来拯救我们
Now, in the glorious light of his descent, he saves us
所以因此呢如果我们看这一段话的底下
And so brothers and sisters, we look at this passage
看到一件事情
We see one thing
以色列全家
The whole household of Israel
各个的家族
including all tribes
他们都在神的面前悔改
that they repent before God
他们在那里承认他们的祖宗和他们长久以来拒绝神的儿子
and they confess that they themselves and their forefathers have rejected the Son of God
他们是得罪神了
yes they have sinned against God
那因此他们就悔改
so they repent
以色列人说的全家得救就是在指着这个时候
and so when it's mentioned that the whole household of Israel saved is at this time
所以罗马书上说以色列人所说的全家得救不是指着所有的以色列人
and so in the Romans when it mentions about the salvation of the whole household of Israel it's not all the Israelites
只是单单指着以色列人所剩下的余数
but only the remnant the seed of Israel
这里就是那个那些余数所剩下的余民他们看见主耶稣降临
and so upon earth
那也是这十三章里面所说所剩下的那三分一的人
and it is also in chapter 13 those are the one third remaining
那里也提 也就提到
and there it also mentions
第九节当中那里他们必求告我的名我必应允他们
and it also mentions to us there in verse 9 that when they shall call upon my name I will hear them
这个他们是谁
who is this them
剩下那三分之一
It is the one third that is remaining.
但是这三分之一呢，仍然是在那里经过火的熬炼。
But this one third is still going through that trying by fire.
而在这个最紧急的时候
，It is most dire situation now. They cry out to God.
神就答应他们。
God hears them.
现在我们就来看
And so now,
当时的那个过程是怎样。
Let us see how that process is.
这就来到十四章了。
And so we get to chapter 14.
耶和华的日子临近。
Behold, the day of the Lord cometh.
这耶和华的日子就是主的日子。
And so the day of the Lord is the day of the Lord.
就是神在地上显明审判的日子。
It is the day when God manifests His judgment on us.
你就碰到在那一个日子的末了，就是万国聚集与耶路撒冷征战。
See, the result of that day is I will gather all nations against Israel to battle.
然后就说到了城被攻取，房屋被抢夺，妇女被奸污，城中的民一半被掳去，剩下的民仍在城中不再剪除。这就说到上面所提的剩下的三分之一。
And so it mentions to us in the previous text where one third is remaining, and the city shall be taken, and the houses riffled, and the women ravaged, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity.
这一些人就在那个时候求告神。
And it is at that time that this remaining cry out to God.
好像他们说，神啊，如果你再不显明拯救，我们就没有路了。
It seems as if they cry out to God, if you do not deliver us, we have no way.
我们就完了。
We are finished.
那当他们是这样祈求的时候，
and so when they cry out in this way,
弟兄姊妹注意了，
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
第四章的第三节，
verse 3 in chapter 14.
那时，
then,
什么时候呢？
when,
就是耶路撒冷最危急就快要完成的陷落的时候。
It is at the very dire situation when the entire city of Jerusalem shall fall.
他们已经没有路可以走了。
They have no more way out.
他们是等着灭亡。
They are only waiting to be destroyed.
等于说把以色列的名号在地上给挪掉了。
They are only waiting for the name of Israel to be taken from this world.
是在这样的一个光景的底下。
It is only under that condition. They cry out to God.
神就答应他们。
God hears them.
神就说他就出来用与他们为他们征战。
Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations.
好了，第三节。
Now verse 3.
那时
then,
耶和华必出去与那些国征战。
Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations.
好像从前征战一样。
As when he fought in the days of battle.
那日
then,
他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上。
On that day, and his feet shall stand in the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east.
这山必从中间分裂。
And this mountain shall be removed toward the north.
自东至西成了极大的谷，山的一半上北挪移，一半上南挪移。你们又从我山的谷中逃跑，因为山谷必延到亚撒，你们逃跑。比如犹大王乌西尔年间的人逃避大地震一样。耶和华我的神必降临，有一切圣者同来。
And you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye flee from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come and all the saints with thee.
弟兄姊妹，你真的你这看到当时的那个情形。
So brothers and sisters, you can see the situation.
这些光景你从福音书里面看到。
You can see the situation in the Gospels.
主说当他要用天使的号筒吹响，从把他的子民召聚的时候，
that when the Lord says he shall use the trumpet to gather his people together,
他要和千万圣者降临，
that he shall descend with many hosts.
降临到地上来。
He shall come on earth.
那说到主再来的时候，
And so when we mention about the Lord's return,
主再来是分成两个阶段。
Many times we say the Lord's return is separated into two parts.
头一个阶段是到空中，
One is in the air.
第二个阶段就到地上，
And the other part is on earth.
到空中是教会被提在那里经历审判。
In the air is when the church is raptured there to be judged.
到地上来乃是要建立国度。
And when he is descending on earth is to establish his kingdom.
那这话我们等到以后我们读帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候我们才细细的去留意。
And so we'll only pay attention to those in detail when we read 1 Thessalonians later on.
现在我们只是注意第六碗的那个过程。
But now let us only pay attention to the process of the sixth vial.
那在那一个时候，
And so at that time,
我们的主就降临了。
Our Lord descends.
他降临的时候在哪里呢？
When he descends, where is he?
就在耶路撒冷朝东的那个橄榄山上。
It is on the Mount of Olives,in the city of on the east of the city of Jerusalem.
我们的主就踏脚在那里到地上。
And he sets his feet there.
那弟兄姊妹记得
Now brothers and sisters, remember,
当我们的主升天的时候
When our Lord ascended,
他在哪里升上去
Where did he ascend?
橄榄山
It was on the Mount of Olives.
弟兄姊妹记得
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
当那十一个门徒还在那里一直望着上升的耶稣的时候
When the 11 disciples is still gazing at the ascended Lord,
不是由神的使者天使来跟他们说话吗
Did not the angels speak to them?
他说以色列人啊，你们看什么呢
Oh Israel, what are you looking at?
你们是看到升天的耶稣吗
Are you looking at the risen Jesus?
你们要知道
You must know.
你看见他怎么去
See how he goes.
他将来要怎么来
He shall return.
弟兄姊妹，我们还记得那些
Brothers and sisters, we still remember those words. How he goeth.
他就怎么来
He shall return.
我们的主是驾云去
Our Lord has ascended on clouds. He shall descend upon clouds.
橄榄山上升的
He ascended from the Mount of Olives.
将来回来要他脚在橄榄
And when he returns, he shall set his foot upon Mount of Olives.
那一个时候，我们主回来的到地上的时候的那种光景
Brothers and sisters, that's the condition when he shall return on earth.
这就是撒加利亚十四章里面所说的那件事
and that is the event that is mentioning to us in Zechariah chapter 14
在当时以色列人的遭遇来说
and so in the what the Israelites were going through at that time that it was in the dire need
城已经给攻破了
the city has fallen
但还没有完全的陷落
but yet it has not completely fallen
还有三分之一的人在那里继续的抵抗
they still have one third remaining there
但是看样子也撑不下去
but they cannot hold on anymore
他们就祷告神
so they cry out to God
主就降临
and the Lord descends
他脚在橄榄
he sets his foot on Mount Olives
橄榄山就裂开
then Mount Olives would be split
一半上北挪移
one half to the north
一半上南挪移
one half to the south
就成了一个大山谷
and so it became a great valley
也就是一个大路
it is a great way
no 我们又回到十六章启示录来。
Now we return to Revelation chapter 16.
也这样，我们把他那个事情接起来，我们就会看得更明确一点了。
Now if we put it together, then we can see it a little bit more clearly.
到了这一个时候
，and so at that time
就已经进到第七晚了。
It is the seventh vial.
第六晚的事情已经完了。
The events of the sixth vial end.
因为第六晚的完结是完结在哈米吉多顿的战役，而一直到围攻耶路撒冷。
And so, because the sixth vial ends with the retreat of Armageddon until they surround and attack Jerusalem.
那现在第七晚。又倒出来了
and so now the seventh vial is poured out
第七晚一倒出来的时候天上就有声音宝座上声音说啊成了
and when the seventh angel poured out his vial into the end there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying it is done
这一个成了就引出了一个很厉害的地震
it is done it brought forth a great earthquake
这里说是在历史上从没有过的
and this great earthquake such as were not since then
这个地震一来
and now when this great earthquake comes
第七晚就说那里就说那个大城就裂成三段
and so then it tells us that great city was divided into three parts
不仅是那一个城倒塌
not only did that city fall
列国的城也倒塌
and the cities of the nation fell
那现在有什么我们要注意
now brothers and sisters pay attention
这里说的那一个城是指着哪一个
now when it's talking about the city which one is it pointing at
是指着耶路撒冷
it is pointing at Jerusalem
地上的耶路撒冷
it is the earthly Jerusalem
那因着第七晚一倒上来
because the seventh vial was poured out
就发生一个好厉害的大地震
there was a great earthquake on earth
这个大地震是跟我们的主他脚在橄榄山有直接的关系
now this great earthquake has direct relationship with our Lord setting his foot on Mount Olives
这个大地震一来
and when this great earthquake came
耶路撒冷城墙就倒塌
the walls of Jerusalem fell
橄榄山就分开
and the Mount of Olives separated
那么耶路撒冷城墙一倒塌
and when the walls of Jerusalem fell
以色列人要逃走出去就有路
there's a way for the Israelites to escape
不然的话就是困在城里这跑不出来
otherwise they're surrounded in the city they cannot escape
出了城还不行
but after they go out of the city they're still
要有途逃亡的路
they still must have a way of escape
那这就是橄榄山两边分开
and so that is the Mount of Olives separated it has become a great way for them and the Israelites would escape through that path
然后主就在降临的荣光里边把列国的那一个力量来粉碎
and then in the glorious light of the Lord's descent he scatters, he shatters the army, the forces of the united army
那在 撒加利亚书十四章就说出这一个战争经过了以后在那个地理环境上所发生的变化。
And so Zechariah chapter 14 describes to us the change in geography in that area after this great battle.
那现在呢我们就要留意接下去的事情。
And so now we have to pay attention what follows.
那一个就是撒加利亚书十二章里边的有 以色列全家的悔改。
So one thing, it is the repentance of the whole household of Israel in Zechariah chapter 12. Because now they see
他们的拯救就是当年他们钉十字架的钉他十字架的那个主耶稣。
The salvation, their deliverance is the Jesus whom they crucified.
所以他们全家都悔改。
And so the whole household repents.
这里你看到十二章那里你看到
There, Zechariah chapter 12 you see.
大卫家
The household of David,
拿单家,
the household of Nathan,
利未家,
the household of Levi,
示每家,
the household of Simeon,
其余的各家,
and all the rest of the household,
他们都有一个共同的, 的光景,
they all have the same condition,
男的在一处, 女的在一处,
that they were separated from their wives.
做什么?
Why?
在那里悔改,
because they're there repenting.
在那里非常非常深刻的在那里悲哀
that they are mourning a deep mourning
在那一个时候
at that time
已经再没有任何人的感情在那里牵引他们了
there is no more man's emotion that will lead them
因为他们那个时候就只看见他们在神面前是怎样长久以来的得罪神
Because at that time they have seen that how they have sinned against God throughout the ages
长久以来的那个拒绝神的儿子
That they have rejected, resist the Son of God throughout the ages
他们深深的在那里悔改
And they deeply repented
那引出来的结果
And the result that is led forth
那就是罗马书十一章上面所说的以色列人全家得救
It is what's told to us Romans chapter 11 the salvation of the household of Israel
那这是一件事情
That is one thing.
那另外一件事情呢?
The other matter.
那就是战争过了以后。
Now, after the battle.
全地都是那个死人。
The whole world is full of dead people.
虽然国度就快要来。
Though the kingdom is about to come.
但是这个地仍然是这个旧地。
But it is still the old land.
所以这个地必须要清理。
So the land must be purged.
要把那个战场清扫。
Now you must sweep and clean the battlefield.
让这个地重新能给人来居住。
And so once again, then can this land be a dwelling place?
不然的话，那个瘟疫啊，那个隔那个污染啊，那叫地就不能再给人住了。
Otherwise, the plagues and the pestilence cannot allow for man to dwell in.
这就与国度是不调和了。
And so that is not harmonious with the kingdom.
所以当这个第七碗经过了以后
，and so after the seventh vial，
那就是整在全地清扫战场了。
So it is the cleaning of the battlefield of the land。
我们就读到以西结书第三十九章。
Now if we return to Ezekiel chapter 39。
我们的主在橄榄山降临的时候
Now when our Lord descends on the Mount of Olives
我们留意我们的主怎么说了
Let's pay attention what our Lord said
先留意第三节
If we pay attention first to first three
那是主对那个地上抵挡神的联军说的话
Now this is the words that our Lord speaks to the nation against them
我必从你左手打落你的弓
And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand
从你右手打掉你的剑
And will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand
你和你的军队并同着你的列国人都必倒在以色列的山上
Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy band
我必将你给各样的鸷鸟和田野的走兽做食物
And the people that is with thee, I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort and to the beasts of the field to be devoured
因为我曾说过这是主耶和华说的 我要降火在马格和隔海岛安然居住的人身上，他们就知道我是耶和华。
Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, said the Lord God, and I will send a fire on Magog and upon them that dwell carelessly in the islands, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
那这是当我们的主踏脚在橄榄山以后所发生的事。
Now this happens after our Lord sets foot on Mount Olivet.
列国的军队在整个以色列地都给消灭了。
The nations in the land of Israel will be destroyed.
在耶路撒冷的固然给消灭。
Of course they will destroy if they're in Jerusalem.
就是不在耶路撒冷作为他们的后续部队的和那一些都一样的给消灭了。
Even those that are not in Jerusalem, the reserves that are around, they are also destroyed.
那这个战争这样就结束了。
And so this is how this battle ends.
因为是没有办法跟神对抗的。
Because they have no way to deal against God.
因为你读帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when you read Second Thessalonians,
那就说主用降临的荣光来废掉它。
That God uses the glorious light of the Lord's descent to destroy them.
谁能与神降临的荣光来敌对呢？
And so, who can be against the glorious light of His descent?
没有，他们都不能。
No, none of them.
都给消灭了。
They're all destroyed.
那现在就说到清扫战场的事情。
And so now it tells about the sweeping of the battlefield.
那是从第九节开始了。
It starts with verse 9.
他是住以色列城邑的人必出去捡器械，就是大小盾牌、弓箭、挺杖、苍毛都当柴烧，烧火直烧七年。甚至他们不必从田野捡柴，也不必从树林伐木，因为他们要用器械烧火，并且抢夺那抢夺他们的人，掳掠那掳掠他们的人。这是主耶和华说的。
That's from verse 9 to 10.
那这用了七年的时间七年的时间，把列国那个战争的物资来使用。
And so you can burn for 7 years the weapons of warfare.
当然，以西结先知那个时候说到这种光景，是用他们当时的那个光景来说。
And of course, when the prophet Ezekiel is prophesying, he is prophesying in their condition.
却不是说将来那个哈米吉多敦大战的时候还是用刀用枪用矛那些古代的兵器。
It's not to say that in the battle of Armageddon they're still using the weapons of the ancient warfare, the bows and the arrows and the swords and the spears.
他们那是你说用坦克来打。
Because at that time if they attack with tanks,
他们也不懂。
They won't understand.
也许那个时候坦克根本也是落后的不得了。
And maybe even at that time,
所以我
tanks are outdated.
所以我们不是注意那个字句上是怎么写。
And so we're not focusing on the word itself.
我们所注意的是这些军需品，这个就够了。
But we have to pay attention to the weapons itself.
那么然后呢？
Now and then.
他们用了多少的时间呢？
How much time did they use?
他们用了7个月的时间来清扫战场，去埋葬那些尸体。
They use 7 months' time to sweep and make graves for the bodies.
这就是这个第七碗所带来的那个结果。
And that is the result of the 7th vial.
一面是以色列得拯救。
On the one hand, it's the deliverance of Israel.
一面是抵挡神的势力。
And on the other hand,
基本上的消灭。
It is basically the opposition against God to be destroyed.
那这个是过程。
Now that's the process.
那个结果是以色列人不仅是给保存，也得了幕后的得最后的那个得胜。
The result is not only the Israelites kept, but they have that final victory.
这是我们看到第六碗和第七碗的时候我们所注意到的。
Now that's what we can take note of from the 6th and 7th file.
那现在我们又来注意了。
Now we also need to pay attention.
在说到第六碗的时候。
Now when we talk about the 6th vial,
我们平常太着重那个哈米吉多顿的过程。
Many times we put too much focus on the battle of Armageddon.
但是主在这里说了一些话，这些话 是很重要。
But the Lord spoke some words here which are very important.
这些话我们就不能忽略。
We cannot be careless about these words.
如果我们看第六碗而漏掉了这个话，那就等于没有看。
Now if we look at the sixth vow and we forget about these words, then it's as if we did not read it.
那是十五节。
That's verse 15.
当全地都在那里聚集起来要对付神的时候
That is when the whole world is gathered together to deal with God
在那里说了
the Lord says He said these words
十五节
Verse 15
看啊我来像贼一样
Behold I come as a thief
那警醒看守衣服免得持身而行叫人见他羞耻的有福了
Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments lest he walk naked and they see his shame
那弟兄姊妹们，我们注意这里。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
主在这里宣告一下。
Here our Lord proclaims our faith.
他来像贼一样。
He come as a thief.
那这个他来像贼一样是指着什么
？And so what does this point at when he come as a thief? If we read the gospel,
我们会看到。
We'll see.
这个不是指着主到空中的时候。
This is not pointing at the Lord going into the air.
那是指着主到地上来。
That is when he cometh on earth.
那也就是说，换一句话说，就是说国度。就要显明的时候
That is also in other words That is when the kingdom is to be revealed
那这里就给我们看到一个比较
And so there it gives us a comparison
如果从眼见的环境来 环境来看
From sight
全地都满了对付神
The whole world is filled with matters against God
几乎没有一个地方是不对付神
You cannot find a place that is not against God
但是就是在这种环境的里面
But it is in that condition
主在那里说
The Lord says
我来像谁一样
I come as a thief
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这话对神的儿女们来说 对认识神的人来说
These words to the children of God or to those who know God
那是极宝贵的一个话
It is very precious words
因为这一个话
Because these words
引出底下的那一个点
Leads us to the following point
那个点是什么呢
What is that?
他说在这样的时候
It is in this time
就是我来像贼一样的时间要来以前
It is at this time before I come as a thief
地上是满了抵挡
The whole world is full of opposition
地上是满了拒绝
The whole earth is full of opposition against God
地上你所看见的就是敌基督的才是
All you see on earth is the power of Antichrist
你所听到的是假先知的那些道理
All you hear is the doctrine of the false prophet
啊，你所感觉的是那个龙的权势
What you feel is the power of the dragon
你要是再跟随主
And if, even if you want to follow the Lord,
如果你还要在那里站立在神的那里
you still want to stand on the side of God,
你连生存的空间都没有
you do not have any space to live,
就是在这种光景的底下
it is in that condition,
你怎么样呢
how do you do?
而我们就说
we say,
我们的主就说
our Lord says,
我来像贼一样
I come as a thief,
你看啊
behold,
我来像贼一样
behold, I come as a thief,
那就怎么样呢
what is that?
那警醒看守衣服
He that watcheth his garments
免得持身而行
lest,
叫人看见他羞耻
Lest he walk naked others to see his shame
这样的人就有福了
Blessed are they
那比如说这是什么人
Brothers and sisters who are they? Who are they?
我们从历史的角度来看
From the history's viewpoint
那就是那个妇人的其余的儿女
It is the remnant of the seed of the woman
就是没有受印记的那一
批人 It is those who have not been sealed with the seal of the beast
那这是从历史的角度去看
That is from the historical viewpoint
如果从属灵的角度来看呢
If we look at the spiritual viewpoint
这一批人是什么人
Who are they?
这一批人是脱离眼见
They are those who have departed away from sight
不受眼见的影响而影响他们要离开离弃见证的
that they're not influenced by sight that they would depart away from their testimony
那如果从属灵的角度来看
we look at it from a spiritual viewpoint
虽然在历史上我们不在这个环境里
though in history we are not in this period
但是在属灵的角度来看我们还是活在这样的一个原则的指导的
but spiritually we're still living under this guiding principle
不但是他们那个时候他们不凭眼见来决定是不是要跟随主
not only for them that they are not their dependence to follow the Lord does not depend on sight
我们现在更是不凭着眼见来 跟来决定要不要跟随。
Even more so, we should not depend by sight if we want to follow the Lord or not.
主给我们看见。
The Lord shows us.
他选择我们就是为了他的见证。
He calls us. He chose us in order for his testimony.
他让我们经历了他的信实。
That we have experienced his faithfulness.
他也让我们领会了他话语的准确。
And we have experienced the accuracy of his word.
我们就更该脱离眼见的一切的影响，而持守住那个见证。
So even more so, we have to depart away from sight to hold fast to his testimony.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的主在这样的环境里头说了这么一句。
Our Lord in this condition spoke these words.
那么这些人听见主说这个话。
And so when these people hear these words,
这些人是哪些人呢？
Who are they?
不管怎样，他们就是不跟随敌基督的。
They are those, regardless of the circumstance, they are those who does not follow the Antichrist.
主说他们有福了。
The Lord says, blessed are they.
怎么有福呢？
Why are they blessed?
有福显明在哪里？
Where is the blessing manifested?
显明在二十章。
It is manifested in chapter 20.
二十章那里怎么说呢？
What does it say in chapter 20?
二十章在那里就说了。
Chapter 20 there says, And there it says those who does not follow the Antichrist.
特别是说到那些因为不跟随敌基督而给啊而死道的人。
It especially mentions about those who are martyred because they do not follow the Antichrist.
那么这些人呢？
And so these people.
第四节当中。
In the middle of verse 4.
他们都复活了。
They were risen.
与基督同作王一千年。
And they reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
有福了。
Blessed are they.
怎么有福呢？
How are they blessed?
他们能分享基督的荣耀。
They can share in the glory of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们啊。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意这里。
Pay attention to here.
与基督作王啊。
To reign with Christ.
应该是教会的福分。
This ought to be the blessing of the church.
神设计那个救赎的时候。
In the devised plan of salvation from God.
他的设计就是每一个蒙恩得救的人都应当是与主一同作王的人。
His devised plan is all those who are saved by grace ought to reign with Christ.
但事实上是不是每一个得救的人都与主一同作王呢？
But in fact, does all of those who are saved by grace reign with Christ?
那弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
主的设计是这样。
That is the Lord's plan.
但那个结果是不是这样呢？
But whether the result is that way or not.
我们盼望是这样。
Of course, we hope so.
主更是盼望是这样。
Even more so, the Lord hopes so.
但实际上就不完全是这样。
But in fact, it is not the case.
因为神在设计这个做王的事的时候。
Because in the matter of reigning,
这个做王不是恩典。
This reign is not grace.
这个做王是赏赐。
This reign with Christ is a reward.
既然做王是赏赐。
Since it is a reward,
那就不是根据你得救不得救。
It is not based upon whether you're saved or not.
而是根据你得胜不得胜。
But it's based upon if you overcome or not.
如果你得胜的话，你就按照神的设计，你与基督一同作王。
If you overcome, then according to the devised plan of God, you reign with Christ.
你不能得胜的话。
If you cannot overcome.
那虽然神设计是让你要得着这一。
Even though in the devised plan of God, you are to reign.
但是你没有做完你该做的。
But you have not finished what you ought to finish.
所以你就没办法得着。神为你所设计的。
So you cannot gain what God has devised for you.
这个说到在教会这一方面。
And so that is in terms of the church.
但是我们看这一批人。
But when we look at this group.
他们原来不在神这个设计里的。
Originally they were not in this divine plan of God. Because they're not in the church.
这一批人。
This group.
他们不是像教会那样。你进入了救恩，你就有了一个指望，能与基督一同作王。
They're not at the church since you have entered into salvation. You have this hope to reign with Christ.
在这里你看到这一批人。
But here you see this group.
严格说起来
，to be strict,
他们都必须要死掉了。
They must go through that.
他们都必须要经过殉道的这一。
They must
这一个经历。
Go through this experience of being martyred.
他们才能与主一同作王。
Then they can reign with Christ.
你就看见他们与教会。与主一同作王的那个区别。
Then you can see the difference they have from the church to reign with Christ.
那现在我们看到。
Now we see.
他说你能守着 不叫你赤身露体显出羞耻，你就有福了。
Now if you keep watch, unless you walk in your nakedness for others to see your shame, then blessed are you. How are you blessed?
与基督一同受。
You reign with Christ.
那一提到这里
，When we mention this,
我就要岔出去说一点点。
To go off tangent,
不然的话我们又有迷乱的。
Otherwise, we're also confused.
你说教会是属灵的那个时候
You say at that time the church is spiritual.
那既然教会是属灵的
If the church is spiritual,
在国度里面做王的事情也是一个属灵的事情
Then the matter of reigning in the kingdom is also a spiritual matter.
但是这一批人他们能忍受那个敌基督的权势而不倒下去的那些人
But for this group who can forbear the power of the Antichrist, yet they do not fall.
他们是不是也是在属灵的境界里面掌做王呢
Will they also reign in a spiritual condition?
最低限度那批从死里复活的在灾难中死掉的那些得胜者他们是不是也是在灵里面与基督一同作王呢
So at the very least for those who are martyrs who die during the tribulation do they also reign with Christ in spirit
这个我实在没有把握
In fact I have no confidence of this
但是对于没有他们那个经历而能守住不跟随敌基督的他们作王这个我呢我稍微能体会一点点
I can have a little bit of understanding for those who have not fallenthrough this tribulation and they hold fast to the testimony of Christ
也许他们是归在同一个范围里
It may be all in the same boundary
弟兄姊妹们你晓得
Brothers and sisters if you understand
将来主降临建立国度的时候
When the Lord descends to establish the kingdom
我们千万不要把今天我们在地上所看到的那种光景套到国度里面去
Do not use what we can see by sight today and just useour vision and understanding in the kingdom
啊，你说哦，那这样我懂了你说将来做完了那批人就住在白宫里
and so then I understand then what I envision is those who reign are living in the White House
啊，在国度里连不受做完了那批人就住在 San Bruno
and so those who are living in the kingdom those who are not reigning they are living in San Bruno
不是这样
no that is not it
不能把现在地上的那个光景套进国度
you cannot use our understanding today to envelop the kingdom
因为在国度的这一个事实的里边
because in the fact of the kingdom
主的话给我们很明确的看
the Lord's word show us clearly
国度里边是分成两个层次的
in the kingdom there is two levels
一个层次是属灵的层次
one level is spiritual
一个层次是物质的层次
and the other level is materialistic
物质就仍然是现在地上我这种光景
and so the materialistic is still the condition of today
属灵的层次就是不受这个地的上的那个事实来影响
and so the spiritual condition is not influenced affected by the earthly matter
但是儿女与基督同作王是在属灵的层次里边作王
and so for the children of the Lord who will reign with Christ it is in a spiritual realm
那就是显明那一个权柄
and that is to manifest that authority
也显明那个荣耀和丰富
and to manifest that glory and richness
更重要的
even more so
是供应那一个荣耀和丰富给全地
they also supply that fullness and that glory to the land
不是从地那里去收取荣耀和尊贵
it is not to retrieve glory and honor from the land
这一个是国度里边所显明出来的情形是是地上的人所没有办法能领会的
and that is the condition that's manifested in the kingdom that the people of this world cannot understand
地上的人所领会的你掌权就是你从地上收取利益
and so in terms of our understanding is that if you rule in the land then you will partake from the land
但是在国度里头
but in the kingdom
如果你是掌权的
if you are ruler
你不单是不是收取利益
not only do you not have tributes
你是在那里供应利益
but you are there providing for the land
将来神的儿女与主一同作王是在这个光景里面
when the children of God will reign with Christ that is the condition it will be in it is
来发表神的荣耀和丰富
It is in that spiritual realm where they will manifest the glory and fullness of God
权柄和能力
His power and His authority
那属地的那个城呢
And so in the earthly realm
这就牵涉到也许现在我们说行政上的管理的执行
It may have to do with our understanding of the administrative leaders.
那具体的情形我们承认不大领会。
And so, in the actual situation, we cannot fully understand.
但是我们晓得在国度里面是这两个层面来显出神的作为。
But we know that it is in these two realms, levels, that God's work is manifested.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们巴不得主的话提醒我们。
May the Lord's words remind us.
他要像贼一样。
He will come as a thief.
我们今天所该留意的是保守我们自己，不离开主的道路。
What we need to pay attention today is that we have to keep ourselves lest we go astray from His path.
啊，但愿主用着他自己的话来继续给我们里面有光。
May the Lord continue to use His words to continue to shed light upon us within.
那第七碗还没有完的。
The seventh vow is not over yet.
还没有交通完。
We have not finished sharing upon that yet.
但是我先给弟兄姊妹点一点。
But I'll first point it out to brothers and sisters.
因着第七碗所引出耶路撒冷地上的耶路撒冷的倒塌。
Because of the point forth of the seventh vow that the earthly Jerusalem will fall,
就引出神想起巴比伦大城来。
Then God will recall the great Babylon.
那就是十七章。
That is chapter 17.
那个关系是这样来的。
That is where the relationship is.
地上的耶路撒冷倒塌的时候。
When the earthly Jerusalem falls,
神也来接触地上的巴比伦。
God will come to put an end to the earthly Babylon.
那这是在同一个时段里边发生的事。
That happens in the same period.
不过我们今天不碰它了。
But we will not go into that tonight.
我是让弟兄姊妹们先注意到这一个连接点。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention to this conjunction here.
啊，我想我们今天晚上就交通停在这里。
I think we'll end up sharing here tonight.
啊，里面关乎第六晚、第七晚是牵连到这个整个世代的结束。我们实在需要主给我们有更多的体会和看见。
So because the sixth and the seventh vow has direct relationship to the end, to the putting to the, of the end of this world, we ask the Lord to give us even more wisdom and light for us to understand.
因为第七晚到了以后
，because after the seventh vow is called forth,
也就是第七号完全成就了。
That is also the completion of the seventh trumpet.
哦，那就是地上的国成了我主。和基督的国。
That is the nations of this world are become the nations of my Lord and of His Christ.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们是等候那一天。
We are waiting that day.
我们更感谢主。
We even more thank the Lord.
因为那天来到的时候所在地上所发生的一切的事情都不影响我们。
Because all the events of that day that will happen does not affect us.
那时我们已经被提与主同在。
At that time we have already been raptured to be with the Lord.
所以我们要感谢了，还要再感谢。
So we have to praise and praise again.
好。